Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host. In our next segment, we talk with Gene Veeder from the Economic Development Corporation out of Watford City.
Gene Veeder, McKenzie County Economic Development.
McKenzie County is known as the hot zone or the sweet spot of the Bakken. And so talk to me a little bit about what's going on with the oil and gas activity in your particular county.
Well, we've been fortunate during this whole downturn that we've seen across the country in the last year is that McKenzie County is still an area that produces the majority of the oil that comes out of the Bakken. And so there's always been, during this whole process, if anything's happening, it's probably happening within 60 miles of Watford City. So although we've seen a downturn, it hasn't probably impacted our community like it might have impacted some other communities. So we continue to build. You know, we're building a healthcare facility. We're just opened a new high school. We're building a new event center right now, a law enforcement center, some major construction projects to facilitate what this conference is kind of showing is that this thing is going to work its way back, and we should be poised to be back at that time. So we're optimistic.
How's the conference going for you?
The fun thing about this is I've been doing this. I've been coming here probably since it started. Really, it is funny to recognize that it's a pretty close fraternity of people that we know. The majority of the people here, we've done business. A lot of these people have been in this business and industry for a number of years, and so we get real positive response back. Most of the activity in the patch, one time or the other, comes through Watford City. And so we're part of the partnership in the oil and gas industry. It's been a nice partnership for us. The state recognizes what we've done in our community to facilitate this real nice expansion. And so it's actually a really fun time for us to be here and be partners with this industry.
How the residents doing with, you know, you hear the good, you hear the bad, you hear the dust stories, you hear the pizza parlors that are making all kinds of money, good and bad.
Well, Watford City has always been pretty supportive of the industry, and I commend them for being so patient during the last two or three years when we were really kind of overrun by, you know, there was really mixed feelings about it then. I would say the attitude's very positive now, and they, you know, we've seen that, you know, getting some of the traffic out of the center of town, adding some new retail establishments, the support of the industry in areas like our hospital and daycare and those kind of things. And so really it feels much more like a bustling, normal community with some good economic future. That's what it feels like, and I think most people would tell you that.
I've been on record now for 3 years saying that at the end of the day, the two communities that are really going to be unbelievable economic successes is Dickinson and Watford City. I think Watford City's got an early lead on this because of a lot of the infrastructure and a new high school, like you said. Just what do you make of that comment? And I'm not saying pick winners or losers, but I'm just talking about the amount of infrastructure and development and the community support, Watford and Dickinson.
Well, one of the things that we find out, and I don't say this to be politically correct, is that as this thing has evolved, Williston and Dickinson have just become real, real big partners for us. Is that the businesses that do business in Watford City also do businesses in Williston and do business in Dickinson. One of the things that has really emerged out of this, though, is that as this thing grows, industry wants their people within, you know, half hour, 45 minutes of the sites. And that's what we've been targeting here. That's why we're here.
To listen to the full-length interview with Gene Veeder, Economic Development Corporation out of Watford City, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
The Salvation Army band played, and the children drank lemonade, and the morning lasted all day, all day.
And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would like to thank our sponsors, MBI Energy Services. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit MBIEnergyServices.com. That's MBIEnergyServices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And United Frac. For more information, give them a call at 713-352-0556 or check them out online at www.unitedfrac.com. That's United Frac. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week.
As we followed him down to the station, he would never wave goodbye. See it written in his eyes. Train rolled out of sight. Right by. Hey, on my, 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 to the night. Hey, on my, 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 hey, life in a northern town. Hey, on my, 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 to the night. Hey, oh, my, my, oh, hey, life in a northern town. Hey, oh, my, 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 to the night. Hey, oh, my, my, oh, hey, life in a northern town.
The Real American Jam, a concert benefiting the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th, 16th, and 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch west of Medora. Joe Diffie, Corb Lund, Ned Ledoux, Bart Crow, and more will be performing. Tickets available now at realamericanjam.com. Camping's available. Call to reserve a spot, 701-623-4200. The Real American Jam, for the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th through the 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch. realamericanjam.com and buffalogapguestranch.com has complete details.
Hey folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies, and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a three-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Now listen, if I didn't believe that the Lodge at Deadwood was the best place to stay in the Black Hills, I wouldn't be doing this testimonial across our media network, which spans 5 states and 30 plus radio stations. And I feel very confident when I say the Lodge at Deadwood will exceed all your expectations. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com.
www.realamericanjam.com.